I tried to find some scissors to fix that spot on the back of your head, but couldn't find them. Did you give yourself this haircut?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you missed.
I can't even feel it.
This whole region.
Oh yeah, now I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's long. How the hell did I get away with that for so long? Nobody told me. How long
have you had this haircut?
A week and a half.
Everybody in your life sucks.
Oh my gosh.
September 28th, and you are listening to Just a Bit Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Chumpy Crash Reynolds, and this is my sidekick. You're not necessarily my sidekick, are you? You're my co-host.
Co-host. I was about to say, don't degrade me to your sidekick.
Sorry.
I'm not the Robin to the Batman.
This is my boss.
We're like Superman and Batman. You know, they're kind of equals. Kinda. Depending on who you talk
to. Kinda, yeah, okay. So this is Adrian Bertazoid Townsend. And you've come to the one place where nobody thinks we're as funny as we know we're not.
I think we're funny.
I think we're pretty funny. I listen
to every episode several times over, and I still get good laughs out of them.
Still giggle at it.
Yeah.
I was listening to an episode a little while back and had my headphones in, and my wife was like, what are you doing? Did I tell you about this?
No, but I know where you're going.
I was like, I'm checking back through the episode, looking at like the editing and everything. And she goes, you've been sitting over there quietly laughing to yourself. And I was like, oh, have I? And she goes, is that allowed? Are you allowed to laugh at your own jokes the second time around? I was like, look, when I cook a great meal, I go back and warm it up the next day. I love good leftovers. Algae.
Yes, I like that.
I eat my shit up.
Dude, I do. Like, I'll listen to the shows over again in editing and, you know, just after I upload it, just to listen to it.
Yeah.
And I'll be sitting at work with my headphones on, just cracking up at our own jokes. You know, whatever. Think what you want, but I thought it was
funny. It's true. That should be a t-shirt. Is nobody thinks we're as funny as we know we're not.
Yes, that could be Just a Bit Gaming t-shirt. Oh, and then on the back of it, have that saying or something.
That and get the giggles out.
Get the giggles out.
What day is it?
Yeah. We could have a different shirt for each quote.
Yeah. I'd like to get some of those like mechanic type name tags, you know, like the ones that are like have the name stitched in, you know, that would say like Mike or Greg or something on the mechanic shirts that just say fat big.
Yeah, we could.
No one would buy them, but it'd be funny. I would wear one.
You can say fat big here and then the logo on the back.
Yeah.
That's all it needs to say. And it'd be the button up. Generic mechanic shirt.
Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah, totally.
Once we have some money to pay for something like that.
Once, because there's not that. None of that floating around right now.
No, there's not. But we'll get to that point eventually, I hope.
Yeah, or we'll just stay broke forever and keep talking to ourselves.
That's fine too.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
I enjoy doing it.
I know at the end of the day that we have at least two listeners to this podcast. They're both in this room, but I know that they exist.
I get feedback from friends and my brother. He's the only family member I know of that listens to, but I do have a few friends that listen regularly, and they always have good stuff to say, and they offer up good constructive criticism, which I appreciate.
Yeah, that's great.
So, all right, I guess we're going to get started with our agenda. What is our agenda, Ryan?
To brainwash everybody by way of our own way of thinking.
Yes.
That's what you mean, right?
Yes.
Like a socio-political agenda.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Cause I think at this moment, as far as empire building goes, we've done an excellent job of accomplishing like literally nothing. And I believe in us most of the time. Yeah. And we gotta think of a new line of work other than taking over people's minds,
yeah,
hearts,
souls,
communities, Souls are hard, man.
Yeah.
Those are tough. It's like herding cats.
I got red hair.
They're all over the, you do.
Yeah.
You do. And you got a soul.
I do have soul, but don't they say that redheads like steal your soul or something?
No, I think it's that gingers don't have a soul.
Oh.
I think that's what it is.
Damn it. I was off. Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, it goes both ways. I steal souls too.
That's cool. That's fucking right on.
Thank you.
I don't have a whole lot of free time. So what have you been playing?
Couple things.
Tell me.
I wanted to talk about Destiny 2 last time and we didn't get around to doing that.
We didn't.
But
which I still haven't touched. I haven't even bought it yet.
Yeah. It's, well, at this point you might be late to the game as far as joining us. You can always catch up. That's the beauty of this game. It's like, even after you reach the maximum level and you beat the game, there is still a lot to do.
I mean,
you've got strikes and raids. Strikes are missions that you go on in a team of three. And you have it's a harder mission based upon a story mission, I think. But you go into a harder mission with a team of three guys and you are trying to beat the mission. And at the end of it, you get things that you use, like little coins that you use to improve your reputation with different factions, and which in turn gives you better gear or shaders for your gear.
I mean, I played the first one limitedly. Well, okay. I got to like level four on the first one, and then they announced the second one, and I was like, well, what's the fucking point?
Well,
I could still play the first one, I guess. I guess
that'd be something good to talk about then, is like the difference between the two games.
Yeah.
Minimal. In my opinion, absolutely minimal.
You know, I have a buddy named Nate. Shout out, Nate. Or Monte Carlo, whatever. That's his Twitter thing. No. On Twitter, he's Snacky Chan.
Snacky Chan.
Snacky Chan. Shout out.
Snacky Chan. I could be called Snacky Chan.
Karate chop some refreshments. You know, sidebar, I made him an honorary member of my twerk team at work because that's such a great name. Snacky Chan. Me and some other guys came
Snacky
up.
Snacky Chan the twerker? Yeah.
None of us knew anything about fantasy football, so we came up with a fantasy twerk team.
Nice.
And it's led by my friend Michael. Shout out Michael Temple. I think I've shouted him out several times now.
Well, that's all right.
And his name was Butterclap. mine was Young Slacks because I'm the only father of the group. Well, no, Gerardo was a father too. He's Atomic Boom. Nice. So yeah, we hit the streets and solve our issues through
the Slacks, Young Slacks,
Young Slacks
as a father. I don't get it.
Well, I started as Young Snack Pack.
Yeah.
And then I became Young Snacky. And then they're like, you need something a bit more mature because you're a father. So I went with Young Slacks.
Okay.
That makes sense. What's more fucking mature than Slacks?
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, Destiny. I was talking to Nate about Destiny 2, and he said that basically, it's basically like Destiny's love letter to the fans of Destiny 1, like them saying, like, this is everything you loved about Destiny 1 and everything that could have been better, we did.
Yes.
That's his stance on it.
Currently. Yes and no. I will agree with that to an extent. It is better than Destiny in a lot of different ways, but it's still the same damn game. It is exactly the same game, in my opinion.
Right.
Now, I played the original Destiny when it first came out, played it to the completion, didn't really know what to do with it afterwards, bought it again. I put it on the shelf, didn't play it until they released the last expansion, which was it the Taken King? No.
No, that was the
That was the first one.
That was it the first?
First or second?
I thought, like, what was it? Order of Steel or something?
Oh, man. I don't even know.
I think Taken King was the second to last.
Okay. I think you're right. What was the last one?
I don't remember what it was called.
And it came out last year.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So when that last expansion came out last year, I can imagine people yelling at their...
No, you stupid ass.
You dumb dick.
Get your shit together. You say you're a Destiny fan, but you're fucking not.
I'm a very casual Destiny fan. How about that? I picked it up and played through a little bit of it. I started replaying it, I guess. Because I bought the pack that has all of the expansions on it up to that point. And all of them, I guess. started playing through it again with some friends and then just quit. You know, I didn't even get through the main campaign, so I didn't get to even try the expansion packs. But some of the things that I didn't like about the original Destiny was a lot of repetition.
Now, well, yeah, it's a very, what is the term? Grinding? Grind heavy game?
Yeah, it's grind heavy. And I don't have a problem with grinding, but grinding in the same area and the same enemies and the same everything is just, it gets really boring, in my opinion. I just got bored with it. I needed variety.
I haven't been into grinding since like seventh grade dances.
I wasn't into it then either.
Nah, I was a sidelighter.
Actually, no, I didn't start doing the grinding until like freshman, sophomore year of college, because Amy made me. She made me take her to the dance club. Dude, talk about awkward.
She was like, Adrian, put your butt on me.
Yes. Dude, if you could imagine. Okay, you know how I am, right? You know how I am. I'm like, I'm kind of like a stiff, kind of like not very loose dude, you know?
Right.
So imagine me.
She just wants to dance.
She just wants to fucking dance, man. She needed a dude that would dance with her, and I wasn't that dude, but you know, you do things for the ones you love. And one of those things was going to a freaking dance club and getting out there and oh, it pains me to say it's so against everything I am, you know, but I did it. I did it.
And say it.
I grinded.
No, you ground.
I ground. So we would, gosh, man, what, this is back in like 2003, 2002, somewhere in there. So what were the big hits back then? Dance wise, like I can't even think of them now. Like
that Usher song. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
In the club with my homies.
Dude, you're bringing back in the memories even more so.
He's triggered right now. I can see your pelvis twitching a little.
Oh, when
I
no, started singing. No, that. I'm like stiff as a board getting out there, and she's doing all the moves, and I'm just sitting there like, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. Gosh, I wish sometimes I could just be loose. It took many of these to get me out there, but I did get out there and, you know, had a good time. It was always fun. We always went with a bunch of friends and we had a good time.
You just behaved more like
always
a,
went
like
home
a,
drunk because
like a scratching post than anything.
Yes, I was. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't even fucking
grinding,
care anymore.
Grinding on Destiny
that's,
2.
That's the whole episode. It's over. We can't. I can't talk about anything more interesting than the conversation we just had. We've peaked, friend. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Good show. Good show. And we're out. So, sorry, I had to take a drink there for those of you listening. So Destiny 1 was a lot of grinding on a stiff board. You know, that's what it felt like, just grinding on a stiff board and not really feeling it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Destiny 2 does the same thing. Oh, and the other thing I didn't like about Destiny 1, the environments seemed to be small. And whenever you start a mission, it could be at the end of this level, and they would always start you off in, like, in the beginning of the level or somewhere far away, and you have to work your way through the same enemies to get to where you need to go to fight the same boss that you already fought many times before. And it just got boring. And
that was always kind of my problem with the way Borderlands played. Kind of the same issue.
Borderlands, yes, but Borderlands, you could play through the storyline and be done with it. I know a lot of people did the Destiny treatment with Borderlands and kept playing it even after beating it.
Right.
But not me. I just played it to completion. I'm good. I don't need to play it anymore. Destiny 2, though, the environments are a little bit more varied. There's a little bit more to see. They're bigger. I still wish they were bigger than they are, though. They're still kind of small, in my opinion.
Right.
And so far, the only missions I've been repeating are the community events. Do you remember those from Destiny 1?
I know the functionality of them from other MMOs.
Okay, yeah. So, well, in Destiny 1 and 2, a community event is an event in the world where something happens and you have to accomplish a mission.
Like, you have to be there for it.
You have to be there for it. And you will, after you beat the boss or whatever it is that community mission is, you get special loot, you get more experience and stuff like that. So we've been grinding those a lot to try to gain gear and experience.
Right.
And those have been pretty fun, although I'm getting kind of bored with them now. I've been doing them quite a bit. And now we're getting ready to, or I did my first strike mission last night, and that was fun. Had a ton of fun with that. And we're gonna start raiding here pretty quick. There's some raid missions that's like top tier. You have to work together as a team to get through this mm-hmm. thing. There's no respawning. You guys, if you die, somebody's got to bring you back. They're just tough. And I didn't get to do any raids in the first Destiny, and I'm really looking forward to doing them now. The big thing with Destiny 2 is playing with your friends. It's kind of a good game to just like turn off in your mind and just sit there and bullshit with your friends while you're playing. And yeah, it's so good for that. Both of my brothers have it, so I've been playing a lot with them. My buddy Max has it, so I've been playing with him. And
are you playing it on PlayStation?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on the PS4.
I need to set you up with some of my other buddies that play it.
Sure. I mean,
you'd have a good time with them.
The only thing that kind of sucks is you're limited to 4 people in a group on most missions.
Oh, and you've already got your
group. Not 4, 3. You're limited to 3. So, there's been times where all 4 of us would be on and we couldn't do the missions together. We'd have to split up, which sucks. 4 would have been the magic number, in my opinion.
Right.
But we're still, it's a good time. I'm really enjoying it. One of the best things I love about Destiny, there's 2 things. I love the art style. The art style is super, like, it feels space to me. Like, it's a space game, yes, but it feels, the color swatches are kind of like a muted, vivid color swatch. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Trying to think of something to reference it to.
Dusty. It looks dusty.
It looks clean.
It looks really clean. Okay.
Like, everything looks so super clean.
So it looks the literal opposite of what I said.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fuck me, right?
What the fuck does this guy know?
Fucking critical over here. That's what I meant by dusty. It was clean.
Sorry. Anyway. everything looks super clean. There's a lot of geometric work in the architecture of the ships and the yeah. worlds. And, you know, even the loading screens are very polygonal. And it's just, I love the art style in the game. It's really cool.
I heard a couple small complaints that I guess the kind of tongue-in-cheek humor of the game had been cranked up a little too high.
A lot. Yes, I agree. So they have a character in there. His name is people are gonna yell at me again.
Is it the guy from the commercials?
Probably.
Like Cade 6 or whatever.
Yeah, Cade. Cade 6.
Cade 6.
It. Yeah. Okay, so Cade 6 is voiced by I'm drawing all kinds of blanks tonight because I'm on the spot. I'm sorry, guys.
I bet Google knows.
Yes. And I know his name. I know he's in Firefly. And anyway, the guy who voices him, I really like him as an actor.
Nathan Fillion.
Yes, Nathan Fillion.
I don't know who. Oh, that's a guy.
If you are into kind of geeky shows and stuff like that, he's kind of like a geek pop culture icon.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he has.
I'm drawing a blank now of what show I remember him from. Not Firefly.
Yeah, so Firefly is what he's, I think, most.
Castle, that's the one I remember him from.
Oh, okay. See, I've never seen Castle.
Slither. It wasn't a very good show.
Yeah.
I just watched the first few episodes of it whenever it was a thing. I mean, it was all right.
He's funny. He's a good character. It seems out of place for Destiny. Destiny was very cut and dry. I don't really remember any humor in that game whatsoever. So they add this character in, and actually not just him, his robot companion is also very weird and jokes off.
Well, I know that those critiques started as far back as like the first advertisements, first commercials for Destiny 2. Yeah, like because the commercials for it were the live action commercials with the dude dressed up as Cade 6.
Oh, okay.
And they were all like, you know, like big explosions and shit, you know, space war scenarios that Cade 6 was like interjecting his personal humor into. Yeah. And a lot of people, like some of the most diehard Destiny fans I know, were like, I'm going to have a problem if this is how the game actually is.
And
like,
it is.
Because that's not the aesthetic and the feeling that they were, you know, looking for out of it.
I get what they're trying to do, though. I mean, they're trying to make it, they're trying to be lighthearted with it and, you know, appeal to a broader audience, maybe. I think some of the criticism from the first one was that it was too serious and was taking itself way too, it was up its own ass more.
Well, and that's kind of what I like about like a switch like this, a turn like that, mm-hmm. is that it's almost as though, I guess the game, if you want to look at it as an entity or whatever, is a bit more self-effacing and a bit more self-aware. So it has that room to be tongue in cheek, you know?
Yeah, but at the same time, the storyline of this game is...
Did the storyline suffer for the humor?
It's out of place. The storyline is you're saving the galaxy. You're saving, you know, just like with any RPG or video game for that matter, you're saving the galaxy. So, excuse me, what's going on is this race, this new race for the new game, is trying to take over. They've taken over the tower, destroyed your home base. And they're basically going to wipe out civilization with this big weapon that they have. And, you know, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to the story because it's super generic, but it was also very serious. The storyline was super serious, super kind of scary. These people are losing everything and they're fighting for their lives and for everybody else's lives. They've taken up and started rebuilding their culture on this little area on Earth, and they're just trying to slowly build themselves up. And then your character is the only character who's able to get his light back, which means his light is what gives him his powers. You know that little robot that flies around with him? That robot that you summon like the ghost.
Ghost. Yeah. Yeah.
So whenever you summon the ghost, it functions off of the light, and
that's pretty cute and optimistic.
So
I'm sure I know some songs about that.
You probably do.
Probably do about ghosts and light and finding your light.
So the light has been destroyed, and you are, or your Kingdom Hearts stuff.
That you love. Or being Southern Baptist as a child. They're into that shit. Yeah, dude.
Anyway, he is the only person who's able to get this light power back, and he's kind of like the savior at this point, you know, trying to take down this evil empire and bring civilization back. And so it's kind of a serious storyline. And then you throw in Cade 6 and his weird robot friend, and they're joking constantly. Like,
well,
okay. They don't take anything serious.
But if you take something so serious like Destiny 2, take something so serious as like that storyline and that franchise,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've heard the claim that every story can be traced back to Shakespeare or the Bible. And Shakespeare, in his works, for instance, he had comedic foils in the most serious stories, like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern were, and now someone is yelling at me for not remembering what work it's in, but it might've been Hamlet okay. or Macbeth, one of the two. And it was a very serious storyline about death and disruption and betrayal, you know, classic Shakespeare bullshit.
Right.
And these two dudes were like these bumbling idiot best friends that come in kind of intermittently to relieve some of the tension off of how serious and straightforward and cut and dry this story is. And that trope, that comedic foil, serves as a vehicle to get you from one serious point to the other. Because if you take out that serious foil or that comedic foil, then it becomes just repetitive in its seriousness, in its implication. Okay. And so I think that might have been part of what the first Destiny suffered from, feeling so rote and so repetitive and so grindy and so kind of like browbeating, is that it was relentlessly serious.
Okay. I can agree with you. I mean,
so from someone who hasn't played Destiny 2 yet, so yeah. I can't really gauge that interaction with the story. I think it makes sense for them to turn that up and use Cade 6 and his ghost buddy as the, I guess, philosophical, you know, so to speak, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern of that story.
Okay.
It is completely Shakespearean of them to have even put that device in there.
It makes sense. And I will say that Cade 6 is the most memorable character in the game. He's also the one that I like the most. Yeah, he jokes around a lot and it doesn't really seem fitting.
Right.
I think they could have toned it down just a little bit and it would have been fine.
Well, you also got to think in terms of franchising and sales and marketing.
Yeah.
The first Destiny, as successful as it was, didn't have a figurehead. It didn't have an avatar to it.
You're right.
It had its logo.
You're right.
And so the crowd favorite avatar,
I guess the ghost,
that got used by default was the ghost.
Right.
But even that isn't so much a character as a symbol.
Right.
So it's like the movie WALL-E,
yeah.
The Disney movie. WALL-E was one of millions of this little robot, but he's the only one that was around. So he became the character, the figurehead, the driving force of that movie.
Right.
And so everybody has a ghost. Everybody has a character. Everybody knows the Destiny logo. But as successful, I mean, the first one was kind of a surprise hit. It was way more successful than anybody anticipated it being.
I don't think so. That game was played up heavily before it got released.
Right. I'm saying, but it was more of a hit in a broad sense than even I.
The staying power.
It would have been. That's it. The staying power of it is incredible.
Yeah.
Of course, it was a hit at the beginning. It was never a sleeper. It's not a cult hit, but the staying power and giving it the culture status that it has become, it needs a face.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
you're
Nintendo
right.
has Mario. Every Legend of Zelda has.
I mean, even for Bungie, Bungie makes the game. They did the Halo series. They
and
had
they
Master
had
Chief.
Master Chief.
So it makes sense.
Time.
It makes sense. I agree with you there. I think his character is not distinguishable enough. Like, I have the same type of character that he is, which is this kind of robot race. And honestly, I'm trying to picture what Cade 6 looks like in my mind. And to me, he just looks like every other robot race in that game. But I love my robot character. I deck him out with, he's got green head with an orange stripe going over his.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a hunter. I love the hunters.
Ooh.
Yeah. He can triple jump, and he gets a golden gun, and he can destroy anything with that golden gun. I love it.
So you're somewhere between Mario and 007.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. For
but
sure.
A robot.
Yeah.
So it's like if Terminator, Mario, and 007 all sat together in a dark room.
And said, let's make this cool-ass robot.
I was going to say love, but okay.
Yeah, to make a long story short, I got, or no, well,
that
to wrap
already
this,
that was
a long
story,
so I won't say that. To wrap this up, yeah, Destiny 2 is a really fun game, and I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I would recommend that if you don't have people to play with, though, it's a rental. Rent it, beat it, be done with it, because if I didn't have people to play with, I don't see myself playing past the storyline.
And that's kind of my issue with it, is I have people to play with, but how many times have you and I gotten on and played anything?
Yeah, it's so hard to find
once.
Time. Yeah.
And my buddy Charlie Brown. Shout out Charlie Brown. That's his real fucking name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, that's awesome.
I worked with him at SMB.
Yeah.
And people would come in and they'd find out my name is Ryan Reynolds, and they're like, you're fucking serious? You're Deadpool? You're Van Wilder? And I'm like, yeah, you're a piece of shit for making that joke again. And I'd be like, if you think that's cool, that's my buddy Charlie Brown. And they'd be like, no way. And then we're like, if you think that's cool, we got a dude in the kitchen that goes by Peanut.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he goes by, it's not his real name, so it doesn't count.
No, his real name is Roy.
Roy Peanut.
Sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the problem is. I mean,
I thought you were shouting out his Twitter handle. Charlie Brown.
No,
that's
no.
His real name
is Charlie Brown.
That's awesome.
And I've got
a buddy of mine at, well, he didn't work with me anymore, but a dude I used to work with named his son, his middle name, Danger.
Danger.
Yep. I was like, damn, why didn't I think of that?
I really, really wanted Tilly's middle name to be Danger.
Oh, okay. So this is a thing.
It's a thing. So, okay. So your kid can say my middle name is Danger.
Yeah.
Shelby once, before we had Tilly, I was like, I'm serious. You can name our daughter literally whatever fucking first name you want to give her, as long as her middle name can be Danger. And she's like, what about Chicken Nugget? And so through the whole pregnancy, Tilly's name was Chicken Nugget Danger Reynolds.
Nice.
The whole pregnancy. That's what we referred to this forming little boobah as, was Chicken Nugget Danger Reynolds.
I didn't realize this was a thing, but yeah. He did tell me that when his son was born, there was another person in the hospital who had also named their, they were told by a nurse at the same time, also named their kid's middle name Danger.
Yeah. My buddy Garrett and his wife, Emily, shout out you guys. I wasn't going to say shout out this time because this episode has become a shout out fest, but I feel like I need to, they just had a baby girl and her middle name was almost Danger as well.
That tells me we need to come up with a new middle name.
Yeah.
That's not Danger. But I don't have one. That's the job for you.
Cereal.
Sure. Okay. Cereal it is.
My middle name is Cereal.
If I have a fifth kid, his middle name will be Cereal, or her name, middle name will be Cereal.
Or we could make it like super, super like over the top, like thoughtful, like theoretical. And instead of the actual name Cereal spelled out, it could be like Cereal, like a number with an S. But now middle names are just a number. And instead of saying like my name's Ryan 8 Reynolds, you know, Adrian 5 Townsend, you'd be like, you know, it'd be like Adrian and then like the barcode.
Yeah. Actual number.
I think that maybe going back to our point at the beginning of the episode about taking shit over and we're getting dangerously close to being the bad guys.
Yes.
Which Malone is obsessed with right now.
Bad guys?
Fat Big is obsessed with bad guys.
Yeah, that's...
He stomps through the house yelling, I'm no bad guy.
Oh, he is the bad
guy. He is the bad guy. I'm the bad guy.
Oh, that's opposite of mine. Mine is afraid of the bad guys or wants to kick the bad guy's ass, more or less.
Yeah, he's...
Dude, he's like... I posted a picture on Instagram the other day. Of Owen.
Ramboin.
Ramboin. Oh my gosh, man. Amy sent me that picture. He has a bow and arrow strapped around his shoulder. He has a gun in the back of his... shirt, and he has another gun in the other hand, and he's just sitting there and he's got this look on his face like, don't fuck with me, you know. He's just super serious, and he's got the weaponry to back it up, so I thought it was a hilarious picture.
Yeah, it's a good picture. He looks good. He looks very confident.
He is so confident
what he's doing.
That's what the best part of the picture is just confidence in his face.
Like, he's just like, I'm fucking geared right now. I'm decked. But I had a talk with Fat Big the other day and told him he's not allowed. Like, we just came off the heels of saying, you know, we can't tell kids what they are and aren't going to be. I told him he's not allowed to be the bad guy. I feel like that's a safe move.
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
the more he's like, I'm the bad guy, and stomps around being a crazy big robot, bad guy, all that, the more aggressive he's getting.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are times that it's funny as hell.
Yeah. Until he hits you in the nuts.
Well, I mean, that's just a daily occurrence anyway.
Okay.
The kid has 8 limbs, and I'll like be hugging him and there'll be some shit, like there'll be like a multiple of his leg come flying out of the fucking cabinet just to hit me while I'm distracted. It happens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the time.
I could see that. And if you're telling him to not be the bad guy, it's more or less protecting yourself and keeping the aggressiveness at a minimum.
Yeah. Because, I mean, whenever he starts stomping around and yelling he's the bad guy, I'm like, Shelby, you better hide, Tilly. this battle's about to go down. Whenever he, like, sets up and goes, I'm the bad guy, I just know to brace myself because I'm about to fucking get tackled.
Yeah.
And he doesn't understand the concept that just because daddy is the good guy, he doesn't have to be the bad guy. We can be good guys together.
Okay.
But he thinks that because he, in his mind, I am the always good guy.
Oh,
so
that's a good thing.
If we're going to play, I have to have a bad guy to play with. So I'm trying to convince him he doesn't have to be the bad guy at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been asking me for weeks if he could play video games. and because he wants to play the Switch really bad, but he's two, so I don't know if I want to let a two-year-old play with that right now. I've sat down with him and let him like run around on Legend of Zelda a little bit.
Yeah. To be completely honest with you, none of my kids have touched my Nintendo Switch at all.
Yeah.
It's like it's off limits to the kids.
So I had that little Sega Genesis handheld that I got from Walgreens a couple years ago, and I charged that up because he pretty well just sees it as the same thing. It's a video game that he can hold. You know? He's not real discriminant about what video game it is or how it looks. So I told him if he'd be the good guy, he could start playing that. So as of the past couple of days, Fat Big has officially started his video game career.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's been playing. Did you ever play a lot of Genesis?
I had a Genesis for like 6 months.
What's that one?
That's a Saturn.
That's a Saturn. Okay.
Sega Saturn.
Did you ever play a game on there called Alex Kidd?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one he's picked out as his favorite.
That is a great game.
I hadn't played it on there. I was mostly playing like Streets of Justice and Sonic the Hedgehog.
So the thing about Alex Kidd?
No, Streets of Rage. Streets of Rage.
What did you say?
Streets of Justice. Fuck you.
So Alex Kidd, though, it's kind of a complicated game. The controls are a little bit...
They're weird.
Yeah, they're slippery, I guess.
Yes.
Is the term I would use for that.
He's figured out that the game works if he just moves in one direction and combines jumping and kicking. He pretty well just gets through everything.
Yeah.
And then he yells about it, and he's having a really, really great time with it. But then if he says, I'm the bad guy, we gotta put the video game away. I just don't want him to think it's okay to be the bad guy.
You don't want to raise a serial murderer, do you?
Dude, I will murder some fucking cereal, though. If I could get that kid to eat his breakfast, I'd be stoked.
Oh. The funny thing about that is, about not letting them touch video games. My kids, I've learned firsthand, anything my kids touch breaks instantaneously.
Oh, sure.
We've got an Xbox One. And I've delegated that to be the console that they can play, right? So I have the PS4, that's mine. They have the Xbox One, that's theirs. They play their Minecraft, their Roblox, or whatever. They're into shitty games like that. So they're...
Bullshit, it all started with Legos. Get your shit together.
I have three controllers on that thing. Every single one of them has a sticky button or something that's broken on it and it's not fully functional. So I have a fourth controller that's only my controller, and I keep it hidden and I pull it out when I want to play the Xbox. And
it's fair.
Yeah,
it's fair.
And you have to do that. Like, and then on my PS4, I started letting them play a little bit of it, you know. Now the rubber is completely ripped off one of the analog sticks, and it's starting to come off the other.
How do you play that hard?
They do, man. The thing is they're using it, and they start picking at it, and they pick at it, and they pick at it, pick at it, until it's completely gone. Freaking drives me nuts. The reason they don't touch the Switch is because I know firsthand that they're going to destroy that thing, and I'd rather them not, because I like it.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, very fair.
Okay, so...
What kind of time are we looking at right now?
We are sitting about 30, 40 minutes.
We should take a quick break. Just a bit.
And we're back with Just a Bit Gaming Podcast.
You know, every time you do that shit, I'm like, is that supposed to be me? Is he doing a fucking impression right now?
It's not, but I'm trying to, like, you know, when we sit back down after taking a break, it's you got to get back into the mode of things.
Right.
I'm just trying to pick it back up.
I think that episode that you're like, so Ryan, I'm pretty sure that was a low key impression.
Maybe a little.
And tell us about yourself, bud. That was my impression of Adrian doing an impression of me.
You did a good job.
So Ryan. So
that means I did a good job.
I can fucking guess.
So Ryan, tell me a little bit about yourself there, buddy.
That intro got us in trouble.
Oh, man. You want to talk about that at all?
So, what episode was that?
Oh, was shit. That, I don't
was
know.
That
was
Great
like
Fairy or Digimon Girls Next Door?
Oh, man. I don't remember. It was one of those two, though.
I think it was Great Teferi.
Uh-huh.
And I made a joke about my penis. And we got in trouble for it.
Yeah.
By someone who had no business listening to the show in the first place. One of my bosses at my old job, I was at the job at the time, heard it.
Yeah.
And this job at work had a no cursing policy, no adult humor policy. And I guess that extends into personal life.
Yeah.
So we edited it. It ended up being funnier after we put the edit
so
on
it. I ended up, well, I put out the episode where you say penis in it. All right. Okay. And I don't know what happened. Like you almost got in trouble or you know, something.
I was like, I was going to get in trouble.
So I posted that episode and Ryan texted me and you called me.
I called you.
It was urgent. He called me that day and he's like, so that episode, and he told me the story. I was like, yeah, okay. I can fix it tonight. So, I went back home and he suggested that we just cut it out. And it's at the very beginning of the episode, if you want to go back and listen to it. But it ended up being funnier that way anyway, so I'm kind of glad that we ended up doing that. It wasn't anything bad or anything. It was just a matter of not offending the people that you work for.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's kind of the first
The word I used, I didn't use penis. I used a word starting with C that rhymes with cock.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, to cock a gun is what I mean right now.
But you said... You did say cock. You're throwing me off because I'm trying to remember what the hell you said.
I mean, it technically rhymes. But I wasn't talking about cocking a gun at the time.
So, okay. That's the first time that we've ever, like, possibly, or, well, you possibly could have gotten in trouble for something that we're doing. So, from that time on, I've been trying to watch myself with what I say and trying to clean myself
Amazingly,
up.
I haven't made an effort at all.
I have.
I think I've gotten worse.
Do you feel like I'm getting better with my cursing or whatever?
Absolutely. Okay. I noticed a marked decrease in your cursing, especially as compared to mine. And I always have the, like, coming into it, I'm like, man, I'm going to try to be good this episode and just, like, clean it up. And I don't know if I have that speed. I don't know if I have that mode.
So it's difficult because you got to stop yourself. Because if you're used to saying it like I am, I'm sure you are, when you get ready to say, it's like, and you got to try to hurry up and think of a different word to say that means the same thing. And it's hard because you know this word and it works for the situation.
Yeah. All right. Rest of the episode, I'm going to try to not curse.
Awesome. Let's see how you do.
All right.
Honestly, I feel like it's okay for the show. Like, I don't think that saying bad words is a bad thing per se, but just to, you know, open it up to a broader audience, I guess it doesn't hurt anything, and you don't jeopardize your employment anywhere.
Well, I'm not working anywhere now that it would jeopardize my employment.
Yeah. I'm not either. So I'm not really worried about it.
Honestly, it does so much. Like, half the things we say,
yeah,
I don't think would be as funny if there wasn't like an F bomb dropped in there.
You need that emphasis, that oomph.
Well, and I'm just so good at doing it. Using that word, not actually effing.
Well, I'm good at both, but another story.
Hey-o! I said effing. I feel 13 again.
That's effing crazy, man. Another game I've been playing is Metroid Samus Returns on the 3DS. So,
side note, that was a really rough transition.
Sorry. I was like, I gotta cut it off somewhere so we don't run too long
on
this.
The rambling. I guess I shouldn't call you out about those things.
No, you should, because I don't know how to transition well. And
you do a good job, fella.
The only way I know how to transition is to make it effing stop. So, I've been playing effing Metroid Samus Returns a lot here lately.
Samus effing Returns.
And I just want to say, that game effing rocks.
Is it bad A?
It is bad A to the F and G.
What is the G?
I don't know.
This is madness.
Are you familiar with the Metroid series at all? Have you played any of the games?
Maybe.
No. I'm going to take that as a no.
I think I might have, like, played
If you have to think that hard about it, then you have.
No, I'm talking like way back in the day when it was like the original was new.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might have played on my cousin's system. Aside from that, I know that Samus is pretty solid on Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I don't really use her on Smash Brothers.
She's no Captain Falcon, but she's solid.
I generally stick to like, oh man, I don't even know who I stick to. It's been a while since I played that game. I stick to the bigger characters, mm-hmm. the ones that have a big impactful hit with their, you know, whatever.
Hey, after a round on Super Smash Brothers, what do all the characters drink?
I don't know what.
Falcon Punch! You can edit that out. Feel free. Feel free to get rid of that joke.
So my experience with Metroid is the original Metroid on the NES. I had that game and I loved playing it. And I couldn't get very far in it because it's a game that you need to like map out and plot out on paper or you get lost. Or if you're really good, you can memorize everything. But that, hey, that wasn't me. So I didn't have a Super Nintendo growing up, so I missed out on Super Metroid, which is the one that everybody says is the best one. I didn't have a Game Boy either, and Metroid Samus Returns is a remake of Metroid 2 on the original Game Boy. Okay, so I would call it more of, it's a full-on remake, not a remaster. From what I can tell, there's elements that are relatable to the old game, but it's a whole new game all in it. Excuse me. It's a brand new game. And so if you're familiar with the Metroid style gameplay, it's exploration that's marked out in a map. And every time you go to a room, it marks that area in your map or shades it in or whatever. And you are constantly moving forward to get a new gun or get a new ability for your character. And there are areas early on that you can't access until you have a certain gun or ability that you get later on. Then you can go back and get to the areas. Castlevania does this a lot, too. That's why they call them Metroidvanias games or whatever.
I mean, a lot of games took that mentality moving into the modern era.
I love that style. It's Castlevania Symphony of the Night is one of my favorite like 2D games. It's got that exploration and style and it's just super fun to play. So I picked this game up knowing that it was going to be similar to a Castlevania. I've dabbled with Super Metroid and stuff like that. Never really got much into them. Although that's going to change tomorrow when I get my Super Nintendo Classic. I'm going to play through Super
Tomorrow.
Metroid.
Tomorrow's already here, huh?
Dude, I can't wait.
Yeah.
So I've been playing that game. And, I play it every single night before I go to bed. I'll pop it open, fall asleep, and let the 3DS fall on my face while I'm playing it. It's just so much fun. I couldn't recommend it highly enough. I don't have much to say about it. If you've played Super Metroid, you're going to love it. If you're a fan of exploration 2D style gameplay, you're going to love this game. Anyway.
Speaking of that, did I tell you I downloaded Octopath?
Oh, no, you didn't. What'd you think?
I didn't play it.
So what'd you think of the download?
It went quickly.
Was it speedy? Okay, good. Glad to hear that.
I mean, I watched the trailer for it, and it does look cool. I do intend to play it.
Well, when you play it, we'll talk about it in the next episode, or two, or three, whenever you get around to it.
So we honestly probably won't talk about it.
At all. But I'll tell you what we will talk about.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, we just watched the
Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer.
Yes. What'd you think? Ryan told me about it. Honestly, I read on Twitter that it came out today.
Yeah.
But I was not interested in the first Red Dead Redemption. I played the first Red Dead Redemption to completion, and it didn't.
It's one of my all-time favorite games.
And a lot of people's. It just didn't grab me.
Well, I mean, were you ever into the whole Cowboys Wild West
thing? I like Cowboys, yes. I mean,
but you don't love Cowboys.
I don't love Cowboys.
That's your
stuff.
Problem, yeah. Is that you're wrong. I mean, it's a simple thing to fix. Just stop being so wrong.
It's weird. My dad is super into old westerns, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he used to watch that shit every Saturday and Sunday when I'm wanting to watch my freaking Saturday morning cartoons or, you know, have the TV to watch what I wanted to watch.
Right.
And I would get bored watching these spaghetti westerns, man. They were just, to me, as a kid, they were boring.
Why are they
spaghetti
westerns?
I appreciate them now. Why?
Why are they spaghetti wet? Why spaghetti?
Spaghetti because they're cheap and...
Cheap and easy?
Eat cheap and easy, yes.
Right. Hard to mess up?
Yes. I think that's why the term is given to it.
That's fair.
So, yeah, he would watch these all the time. And so I would be forced to watch them as well. And just as a kid, they're boring. I mean, okay. Could you agree with that?
I loved them as kids. Okay. As a kid.
Okay.
So I was only one kid. I was not a multiple.
So, as I've gotten older though, I've grown an appreciation for them. I can see the story in there and they're usually pretty good, but, they do have a lot of, as with a lot of old movies, there's a lot of scenes that drag on longer than they should.
So, that being said, the Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer. It happened. It's not John Marsden. The guy sounds like he might be from, like, even the trailer looked like maybe Louisiana.
He had a bit of a...
Maybe over in the bayou a little bit.
Yeah.
Instead of... the Wild West
Mexican border
stuff. I think they took it. It looks like they're east. It looks like they're over in probably the Louisiana area.
Probably.
Cause he's got a little bit of,
wasn't there a crocodile that came
there was
up?
A crocodile or an alligator.
Yeah.
I don't know the difference.
Does Louisiana have crocodiles or alligators?
I don't know.
I don't know either,
but I know that the guy, his name's Arthur. Was it Morgan? Is that what they called him?
I didn't catch his name.
Arthur Morgan.
Okay.
He kind of sounds a little bit like Foghorn Leghorn.
He's cool.
He seems a lot more aggressive than John Marsden.
He seems more aggressive and more seasoned.
Like an actual, he seems like an actual, like an actual bad guy kind of, you know, not like,
yeah.
Like,
he was taking control of some people. Like he was clearly the man in charge.
Right. He wasn't like, well, my family died and I got to make good on this. I'm going to kill you anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was like, you know, time to die.
Yeah.
You know, he seems like a really powerful main character for this story.
I can tell you just based upon what we saw that I am leaps and bounds more interested in this game than I was before. Like I saw earlier on Twitter that the trailer had been posted. I had zero desire to watch the trailer just because I didn't really gravitate to the last game, but Ryan wanted me to watch it, so I went ahead and watched it, and I must say I'm gonna buy this game. I thought the trailer sold the storyline very well.
Yeah.
We
should put the trailer at the bottom of our screen.
I could play it while we're talking. The
I want to start it
right now. Okay. So immediately what I recognized is it felt more Western story than the last game did to me. The last game didn't seem as,
even though this isn't, driven. If we're right about locale, that it's not Western at all. It's Eastern.
True. But,
Central Eastern.
Yeah.
Eastern. Southern. It'd be Southern. It'd be a Southern story.
Arthur seemed like a character that I want to watch. Yeah. I want to watch this dude's story.
Yeah.
Marsden.
Well,
he didn't strike a chord with me.
The problem with Marsden was he was already like beat up and dirty and road weary. And then his like hit this, he's out for vengeance and he's a mercenary and yada, 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 out for blood to avenge his family.
But he seemed very,
but he's also so apologetic.
Yeah.
The whole story.
He's very light.
He's just a little bit apologetic.
Yeah.
Just, you know, oh, sorry.
This guy,
I'm mocking it. It's one of my favorite games, but in comparison, this guy seems a lot more.
He's the Cloud Strife of the Western.
Yeah,
I know you won't get that reference.
No, but he's just straightforward. He's grumpy.
Yeah, yeah.
Cloud's a very grumpy character.
He is, and he's kind of like
John Marsden was a bit more the Squall Lionheart.
No. I'm saying that Marsden is like Cloud to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and. But so this new guy,
I don't get it then, because I didn't.
Arthur seems like a John Wayne.
Yeah, like he's like the straight up like the
he doesn't take shit.
The cowboy.
Yeah, he is the guy that you don't want to mess with, and everybody should be scared of. That's cool to me. John Wayne is an awesome freaking cowboy, you know, in all the movies he's played.
Well, yeah.
So to have a character,
he's no Jackie Chan.
Is Jackie Chan? What was that movie he was in the West?
Shanghai Noon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only cowboy.
With Owen Wilson.
Yeah. It was a stupid movie.
It was a stupid movie. But yeah, honestly, the trailer sold me. I'm ready to play it.
Right.
I'm excited for
it. So in the trailer, let's talk about the trailer a little bit more. Dual wielding. Did you catch that?
No, I didn't.
There's a shot of him using dual pistols. Do you think that's actually going to be in the game?
You know,
or do you think they're just teasing us?
That trailer to me looked like it was all story cutscenes, not actual gameplay.
Right.
So I don't know.
Think, do you think in a story cutscene they'd tease us with two pistols and then not actually deliver on that?
You know, I don't see why they wouldn't put it in there.
Right. Why I mean, not? It seems like they should.
Well, unless you're shooting a six shooter and then you're like pop, 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 pop.
You better follow this all the way through. Do not stop until you're done.
I'm not counting my chicks here, so.
Well, that was.
Pop, 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 pop. That's just not fun to me.
You put four in one, nine in the other, and then shot like seven and started reloading.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
How did they handle that in the last game? I don't even remember. Or was
reloading?
It even an yeah, reloading.
I mean, it was just if you had a six shooter revolver and you shot all six shots and hit the reload and
he did do that. Okay. So imagine doing that with two guns. And then how would you do that? You're holding one gun and you're having to reach into your belt here and pull off.
Well, if you're gonna double shoot, you know, whatever, dual wield, then whenever you're done and one goes bye bye, you gotta put it away to reload the first one and then put the first one away to reload the second one.
By then you're already dead.
Or we would have been terrible cowboys.
Or you could do like the trailer for that Stephen King movie, The Shooter, what's it called?
The Dark Tower or whatever.
Dark Tower one. And he throws the bullets up in the air and he's like catching them in his gun.
Well, I mean, but that's the basic stuff. Like, that's the easy way out.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, that's like level one gunslinging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My bad.
Get your shit together, Adrian. Oh, I did it.
Oh, I didn't even take. You noticed it before I did.
That's because I was working hard not to.
Yeah. Well, start over. Or is that the end of it?
Anyway, that's the end of it. Okay. I'm going to start talking like a human again.
Yeah, it looks cool. I'm ready to play it. And Ryan is too, obviously.
I am. I'm very ready to play it. Especially, did you see the testicles on that horse?
No, I didn't. I just saw his tail.
Woof, dude. So, speaking of six shooters and refilling, tonight we are not on a six pack of something crafty. We are drinking the Oktoberfest offering from the Bricktown Brewery, which is a local classic here.
Yeah. I got one right down the street from my house. Started off in downtown Oklahoma City. Bricktown, right?
Yeah, started off that original one. That's the one that I work at. Worked there off and on for years. I opened the one here in Edmond, opened the one in Owosso. It's a solid brand. It's a cool restaurant. They make good beer. They really do.
Yeah, and we're drinking the Oktoberfest to continue the theme until the end of October, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And so far I'm really liking it. It's actually, this is the third time I've had it now. No,
second or third. You had it at that party we had last week.
And it's a good like lightweight beer, I guess. Not lightweight, but light beer.
Well, I mean, as far as an Oktoberfest goes, it has basically they brew their beers to be what's called session beers, okay, where you can have, you know, because they have like a lineup of in-house beers, and right, the idea is that you can drink several without knocking yourself out.
Yeah, and that's true.
And so it does have like that light impact, but the flavor of it is very thorough. It's a very balanced flavor
for a, I'm just gonna say it, for a 3-point beer, it's very flavorful.
It kind of kills. Yeah. I mean, they do a great job masking the fact that these are light point beers.
Yeah.
And really, it's because it's a session beer. It's not just for the sake of being a light beer or a light point beer. It's for the sake of,
and it's also because we live in Oklahoma,
right? Yeah,
and Oklahoma laws prohibit the sell or it's changing.
Those laws
soon.
Are all changing.
Yeah, they're changing.
You know, they're working on changing them right now.
But
But it's good.
It's a really, really good beer. And it's one that you can, like you were saying, session. You can sit for a while and drink it. And, you know, I can feel a little buzz from it, but I don't feel like I'm going to, you know, have a bad night tonight or a rough morning.
Because you've had, what, two or three now?
I've drank almost half this bottle.
I had one because I got to drive back to UConn.
Yeah. But I'm home, so I'm going to drink it.
I'm just going to hold this here. I guess we could put it on the shelf, huh?
I'm going to pour a glass.
I mean, it's good. It's got, you know, those nice earthy tones. You got a little bit of hop and a little bit of malt just to make it balanced.
Yeah.
It's like we talked about last episode. It's that classic kind of Martzen style. It's got this
nice golden
deep amber color.
Yeah.
And it's balanced with a nice clean crispy finish. It is a very delicious, refreshing beer. What I like about it compared to other Oktoberfests is that it's not quite as, I guess, sweet as some Oktoberfests can be, especially like Americanized Oktoberfests.
Well, let's compare it to the Coop. Because we had the Coop last time.
Well, first, the Coop was, you know, a higher point.
Fantastic.
It's a great beer.
It's a great beer. But I could, when I got done drinking the Coop last time, it was like I drank too much.
Right.
And I think it's just because it's a higher alcohol.
It's a higher point beer, and it also is a heavier bodied beer.
Right. And it is, for sure.
You're on the right track with it. And the Coop is, it has a bit more of a...
It's heavy.
It's heavy, kind of... I don't want to say thick, but it has a heavier physical body to it. It is a little bit sweeter than this one. It's maltier.
Yeah.
With like the Coop Oktoberfest, I love the flavor. It is delicious, but really I'm more geared to only have like one of those because of the sweetness of it. It's not just like outright, like punch you in the head. So sweet, you know, but, I guess the balance and the lighter body of this one lends to like more of a marathon drinkability on it.
Yeah.
You know, like you can, you know, it.
This one would accompany a meal really well.
And that's part of the idea of it.
Like
you
the
know?
wings at the Buffalo, I mean, not Buffalo.
Over at the brewery.
Bricktown Brewery.
Oh yeah, dude.
When we had that, that party the other night,
you had those Buffalo wings.
Oh my gosh. Those were good.
And this beer is good with those. And yeah. It complements the flavor.
It does. It goes so well together.
And it's because the hops and the particular grains and the malts and everything that the Bricktown Brewery uses in their house brews are geared towards having more of a mealtime palate.
Yeah.
And I can see that. They're going to complement the foods that are on the
menu. I will say the brewery has hands down some of the best food of any restaurant, local restaurant.
Oh, absolutely. They do a great job.
I've never been disappointed. I've only been there a handful of times, but every time I go there, I get something different and it's always good. It's always really good.
Yeah.
But I'm sold on the wings. I think that's going to be my go-to getting thing.
Oh, it's so good.
Those wings are so good. Wings with an Oktoberfest or if it's not October, I can go with the Three Dogsmen or what is it called?
The Three Guardsmen. The IPA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's good too.
That is very good. And also this Oktoberfest is really, really good with the like beer dipped hot link corn dog.
I haven't had that one.
Woof. It is so good.
Yeah. Why didn't you bring me dinner, man? You just came home from
our I don't know. Here. I act like a generous lover, but I'm really not.
All I wanted was a beer battered freaking corn dog and you let me down.
It's never too late. Take that as you will.
So, it was cool. I can't wait to see what we try next time. I haven't really been shopping around. I haven't been. I'm going to pick something out, though.
You're going to pick something out for the next show?
Yeah, I'll pick something out.
It's got to be an Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
It will.
Because I got
it'll October, be a local Oktoberfest.
I got them lined up if you fail.
Okay.
I believe you won't fail.
I just haven't been to the liquor store in a while to check it out.
Well, and I mean, you know, whenever I talked to the brewery today, I actually spoke to one of the brewers over there, Corey. And, you know, we were talking about doing those brewery tours and doing the brewer interviews and maybe making a spinoff out of that. And that's the fourth brewery I've spoken to that is interested in and doing that and wants to kind
of. So did we talk about that last time?
I don't think we've talked about it on the show. Okay. That we're actually, those of you that are listening or watching, we're gearing up right now because our following with the show in the craft beer market is just about as strong, if not stronger, than the gaming market.
Well, I mean, it's, we talk about it every episode.
Yeah.
We do try new beer. It's kind of a cool, different take. And I like to look at it as your specialty, my specialty. Like, right. I'm super knowledgeable about gaming and everything. You're very knowledgeable about your beers. And
it's a match made in heaven.
So it's kind of a way, we're not like really separating the show, but maybe kind of just including the two of them. It's, and I think.
Match made in Oklahoma. You ever heard that song?
No.
No, it's not a real song. I just made that up.
Oh, okay, good. I wouldn't have known it anyway. I don't listen to damn country music.
Yeah, me neither. Garbage.
So I guess Ryan's been in talks with different local breweries about possibly getting in there and interviewing some of the brewmasters and
taking tours of the brewery and
talking about the different beers and reviewing the different beers that they have to offer.
Yeah. Doing small spin-off series for each brewery.
And I think
at least gonna, episodes.
I think what we're going to do with that is make it its own like separate or not separate. It'll still be on our YouTube page, but it'll be video format. And I think this is going to be really cool. And I'd like to see that.
It's going to be fun.
I don't know how long it would take to get something like that to happen, but, as soon as we get word, more info on it, we'll let you guys know.
Soon. It'll be happening soon. Hopefully we can get our first episode or two of that, in place before the end of the year.
That would be nice. That would be super fun.
I hope so.
On that note, things to look forward to. Amy and I are going to start our month of horror games.
Oh yeah, that's coming up.
We're going to do it on Monday night. So this episode pops Monday. Okay, I'm gonna have it. If you listen to it Monday, be looking for us that night. We're probably going to get on around 9-ish. That's when the kids go to bed, and we can play a scary game without interruption. Hopefully we'll probably still get interrupted because that's our kids. We send them to bed at 9, but they don't actually go to bed at 9.
Nobody goes to bed at 9. That's still today. The only way we can get Fat Bait to go to bed now is we go, "Oh, we just looked at how late it is. It's almost tomorrow." And then he goes, "Oh no." Just takes off and gets
that actually
in bed.
Works.
It works. Like if I did that 10 nights in a row, it would
10% once.
It almost works one out of every 10 times, but it works for a few minutes. It works every time for at least a few minutes.
Okay.
Before he gets up. I was working on the couch the other night, fixing a spring that popped out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I had it flipped over and I sneezed and he got out. I thought he was asleep and he got up and goes, "Bless you. Should I go get my tools and help you with this?"
Wow.
I was like, "Dude, just go to bed."
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You'll need that later.
I will.
Yeah, so we are going to start with Rule of Rose. And so be looking for us then. I'm also going to post it on Twitter, probably Instagram as well. And we are going to play through that game to completion. So be looking for that. And yeah. You got anything else?
I mean, this would have been an appropriate spot for me to talk about the brew tours and interviews. But we already did.
Yeah. So. That's why I talked about the,
Other than that, not really. I think 2 weeks from now, I plan on recording another episode of this. So that's exciting. I think the big thing I'm working on right now is just the brewery stuff, you know, trying to get that angle moving a little bit. Honestly, we've gotten a lot of really solid support and feedback from the local breweries. So those of you that I have talked to and met and have given us feedback, or followed us or liked us or chatted with us on social media, we really, really appreciate that support. I think our first brewery tour and interview session is either going to be with some local guys called Vanessa House Brewing.
Hey, have good beer too.
They have good beer. We haven't reviewed any of their beers on the show because I've been thinking about saving it for that, but we should just go ahead and review.
Let's start with I can't remember the name of the beer that I had, but I had one recently. I think I don't remember the name, but I would like to start with that one because I really enjoyed it.
And, yeah. It was probably like that Broken Tile IPA.
Yeah, maybe. It may be.
It's good stuff. So, it'll either be with Vanessa House or Bricktown Brewery. We'll probably be our first off with that. And it's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
It's going to be awesome. But that's about it. That's about it. I think I'm about sick of talking to you for the night.
We are running over an hour now, so we're good to go, man. I say that as if you're like, yes, we reached our point. Now we can fucking stop. stop.
I'm over it. in the words of Fat Big, I don't.
Anyway.
Hey, thanks for listening.
How can they find us?
Hey, you can find us on YouTube by searching Just a Bit Gaming Podcast.
That's right. Woo. And we are also on Twitter and Instagram and now Facebook. I just made a Facebook page.
What?
You can find us at JabGcast. And that's on all three platforms. And yeah. Give us a follow, a like, and tell your friends. We need some reviews on iTunes.
We do. We need iTunes reviews. We need SoundCloud followers. If you download any podcast app, you can find us and subscribe there and save yourself the trouble of having to look us up later, because every time we drop a new episode, we'll send it straight to you, fam.
Well, and on iTunes especially, that really helps to get the name out and get people to listen and follow us.
Yeah. The reviews would help. And even on YouTube, reviews and comments would be awesome. Let us know.
Yeah. So do that for us, guys. We'd really appreciate it. If it's good comment or whatever, we'll read it on the podcast
too. Actually, if it's bad, we're even more likely to read it on the podcast.
You know, you're not wrong.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Ryan, episode 9 is under wraps. Thank you, buddy.
We did the thing.
All right. See y'all later.
Adios.